I'm Jonathan. I'm the newest team member of Sikas Guitars. Since Joyan is on holiday, I will do the weekly guitar meeting of this week. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin. The first guitar is made by Jesus Belezar Garcia. This particular guitar was made in 1971 and is number 109. This one has a cedar top. It's very beautiful cedar. It's a bit, I'd say, orange color cedar with very fine grain, and yeah, combined with Indian rosewood back and sides. Also very beautiful grain. Yeah, let's see how it sounds. This guitar reminds me a lot of Spanish sound and Spanish guitar in general. As a matter of fact, this guitar has 660 millimeter scale, which was very popular during the Jose Ramirez III, and the usage of cedar top was also very popular. It is very sweet as well. The melody sings very well, and this is very beautiful guitar, and I believe this is worth collecting. Let's see another piece, maybe some classical piece. Yes, the separation between the bass and the treble is just beautiful, and the quality of the treble is just, the character that the treble offers is just very beautiful. You can hear the clarity even though it's a cedar top. I'll say it's still has some brilliance into it, like not only dark and warm, but it has very good clarity. The bass crisp and deep sounding. What a beautiful guitar. The next guitar is by Kevin Aram, 2020 Kevin Aram. He's a well-known luthier from England. And what interesting about his guitar is he always names his guitar. This particular one called Zoilita, and it's written on the label inside. Zoilita. This one has a spruce top combined with very, very beautiful Indian rosewood. And he's not using French polish as the finish of his guitar. Instead, he's using the oil finish, which creates this matte looks on the guitar. It's not glossy as typical French polish that we all know. This is very classic looking guitar, with the very iconic headstock. Even the rosette is just simple but very well executed, And it's just nice to look at the color combinations of the aesthetic. It's just beautiful. And as a matter of fact, he built two guitars for Julian Bream in the 80s. The first one was in 1986. It called La Canción. The second one is from 1988. It's called Mural. And this particular guitar from 1988 was used actually in Julian Bream's recording, Julian Bream La Guitarra Romántica. Let's see how it sounds. This guitar has fantastic balance between the bass and the treble. It has the old world sound in this guitar, the old world feel, I would say. For sure, this guitar was heavily influenced by Herman Hauser, Antonio de Torres, José Romanilos. Even though it is a traditionally built guitar, it offers a lot of modern features, such as the easiness of playability and the good volume. I believe this guitar can easily fill any concert hall. This is quite loud guitar. Can be very sweet, normal, can be also aggressive. When the sixth string of this guitar tuned into D, you can feel that the whole guitar is vibrating towards your body. Fantastic guitar. It's very easy to play. The next guitar is built by Christopher Dean. He is a very well-established luthier from Lincoln in England. And this particular guitar is from 2003, number 313. And it has a spruce top, beautiful spruce top, and combined with Indian rosewood back and sides. And from the first glance, I can tell the build quality of Christopher Dean's guitar is just beautiful. And his attention to details is really up there. This guitar is traditionally built with 5 fan braces. And yeah, let's see how it sounds. is quite loud and it reacts very beautifully to the left hand vibrato. And I feel like with just a small movement, the guitar already sings. Meanwhile, I think this is relatively loud guitar. I'd say even loud guitar, but at the same time, it is a very neutral sounding guitar and it is very traditional sounding guitar. You can see even the headstock. I really love the way he do small details. Color, you can get any color you wish for. It has wide range of tone colors. At the same time, it is easy to control. You still have a total control of the colors. Responds very quickly to your right hand, and I don't think there is any need for you to dig into the guitar. The guitar is just there, it's matured and it's well developed since it is from 2003. It is just a solid concert guitar. The next guitar is another traditional built guitar by Luthier Gerhard Oldiges from Germany. This guitar is just so nice to look at. You can see the beautiful grain of spruce combined with the Indian rosewood back and sides, and the details of the guitar, the ornamentation, the combination of colors, it blends beautifully. The rosette, you can see all the attention to detail that he has. This guitar is heavily influenced by the Antonio de Torres and Herman Hauser, and it has quiet low main resonance. I believe this is around F sharp, maybe F sharp and G, and the whole guitar vibrates when you're playing it. Gives such a nice feeling that the guitar is there for you because it's just moving. Every part of the guitar moves. Let's see how it sounds. Sustain. At the same time, it has very good separation. It has very good clarity. Even though the sustain is long, you can still hear each note of the guitar. And this is very well balanced instrument. The treble is clear, brilliant, at the same time it maintains its roundness. And the bass, it's for sure very deep, dark, and punchy as well. If you are interested on traditional built guitar at the same time with modern features, easy playability, big volume, I believe this guitar delivers. Let's see how it sounds again. You have to tune first. Dynamic range, and the tone color is also beautiful. It can be sweet. It can be aggressive, such a colorful instrument. It's a beautiful double top cedar guitar made by Patrick Melo from Quebec City, Canada. And this one called Clarissa. This is a brand new guitar from May 2022. It has cedar double top with Nomex and double back and sides from Indian Rosewood. It has modern features, for example, soundport and also armrests. Let's hear how it sounds. What a round sounding treble. Very focused bass. Crisp, loud. The guitar is very responsive and it reacts beautifully. It has very wide dynamic range. Just by adding a little pressure, you can get more volume. When you are playing piano or soft, you can still hear that the whole tone is still full. It's not hollow or thin, but it's still full sounding tone, quality tone. Thank you. I believe this is a true concert guitar. What a beautiful instrument. Also between the treble and the bass and the middle voice is very beautiful. It sings, it's not dull, but it vibrates. It has quality to it. The same as the treble. Reacts to the color changes. What a beautiful guitar! The next guitar is made by Serbian-born German luthier Petar Antic. Unfortunately, he just recently passed away, and this guitar was brought to us by his son. And this particular one is from 2009, number 04. This is very highly decorated guitar, and it's also very beautiful. All the engraving, all the ornamentations, it's just done beautifully. This one has a cedar top, very good cedar, combined with Indian rosewood back and sides. Even the heel is carved, or how you say, engraved. And there is some kind of inlays on the lower boot. Let's hear how it sounds. Very present. The sound is very direct, and you can feel that this guitar has a very good volume. It is loud guitar, and the sound is just, I feel that the sound is projecting. It has very round, warm treble with the good colors. Sustain as well. The basses are punchy. It's very direct. It projects well, I believe, and it's just very crisp. At the same time, it's warm and deep. What a beautiful bass. for the next guitar, it's a guitar built by Serbian-born German luthier Petar Antic. This is the left-hand model of this guitar. And they are basically the same guitar with same ornamentation, same decorations, same rosette, same engraving. And yeah, the left-hand one was built on 2010. It's number 05. The right-hand one was built in 2009, number 04. I'm not a left-handed guitar player, but let's see what I can do. Oh, by the way, this guitar has a cedar top, very beautiful grain cedar top, combined with Indian rosewood. Oh, I found the difference between this guitar and the right hand one. Let me show you. This one has no inlay whatsoever. This one had an inlay on the lower boat. I hope you can see. Otherwise, just check our website, see the detailed photographs. Guitar. Let me grab my phone. He doesn't pick up. He's on holiday.
Hey.
Hey, Joyan, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you? How is the weekly guitar going?
Oh, yes, I'm having trouble with the left-handed guitars, but I think it's a beautiful guitar. Hey, do you want to say hi to our viewers?
Hi, our viewers. How are you? I thought, okay, I'm on holiday. I don't see guitars anymore, but no.
You see more guitars than you ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God. Then say bye to our viewers.
I hope you will have a nice weekend. I will be back next week for a weekly guitar meeting. And I'm sure that Jonathan did a great job. Thank you.
Thank you, Joyan. Bye bye.
Bye. Ciao.
That's the best I can do for this guitar, guys. But nevertheless, this is the same guitar as the right hand version. And such a beautiful instrument. The next guitar is an 8-string guitar made by Petar Antic. This guitar was built in 2015. Yes, it has mahogany top combined with Indian rosewood back and sides. It is very interesting wood of choice for the soundboard. Nevertheless, I believe he made it work really well. It's loud guitar. Let's hear how it sounds. Cool though, beautiful build quality, just like the other Petar Antic. I feel like even though this one has 8 strings on it, it has a similar character, with the other two Peter Antich guitars. Peter Antich knew exactly what he was doing, and shown by these three wonderful guitars. Then, I hope you guys are having fun, and hopefully we'll see each other again next week. Perhaps Joyan is still on holiday next week. And nevertheless, then have a nice weekend. Ciao.